Wake up, kid. Happy Monday. I hope your first day of the week is going great. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I just wanted to remind you of some of the important truths that we have been learning over the last 10 weeks. Today marks the beginning of the 10th week of this podcast. So, who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. In how many persons does this God exist? Three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? No. God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. And then, today, our brand new truth, what does God know? You probably already know the answer to this. God knows everything. We're going to spend a little bit more time talking about that. But first, an incredibly terrible, horrible joke of the day. Hey kid, what do you call a 500-foot tall pile of cats? A meountain. Hey kid, let's wake up and spend a few minutes talking about the fact that God knows everything. Bible teachers use the word omniscient to mean that God is all-knowing. There is nothing God doesn't already know. He knows everything that has already happened in the past. He knows everything that is happening right now in the present. God even knows everything that will happen one day in the future. The Bible even teaches us that God knows what would have happened if things would have been different. 1 John 3:20 literally says, God knoweth all things. In other words, He is omniscient or all-knowing. No other being knows everything. Only God can know everything. So, God knows every bad thing you've ever done. The secret stuff nobody else knows about, God knows it all. The worst thing you ever did, your biggest mistake, God knows it. God even knows the things going on in your mind, your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, the stuff you can hide from every other person. You can't hide from God. We've all done and thought terrible things. It's good that other people don't know all of the things we've done. It would be hard for people to like us if they knew every bad thing we've ever done or said. But God loves you. God, who knows everything about you, chooses to love you. The all-knowing God who created you and who you sinned against, He's also a loving God. And He chose to love us even though He knows us better than anybody else. In fact, He sent Jesus to rescue us, knowing exactly who we are and all of the bad things we've done and thought. In fact, those bad things, they're the sins that Jesus died to rescue us from. What does God know? God knows everything about you and me, and He chooses to love us anyway.